The most devastating hurricane in American history was not named Katrina or Sandy, but was a storm that struck Galveston, Texas in 1900. TV weatherman Al Roker has written a book about the storm, the people caught in it, and the lessons that were learned from it. Roker recently returned to his alma mater, SUNY Oswego, and spoke with WRVO's Catherine Loper about his new book, Storm of the Century.
Tell me a little bit about why you chose to write about that particular storm.
Well, I actually was thinking about actually doing a book on the 10th anniversary of Katrina. And, you know, when you're doing a book about, you know, one of the ultimate storms, you want to find other storms to compare it to. You know, and I'd been in Galveston in 2008 to cover Hurricane Ike, and everybody always talked about the great storm of 1900. And when it kind of showed up on the list, I thought, oh, my gosh, this was the deadliest natural disaster in the United States history. And I thought, you know, maybe this is really the book that I should be doing.
Compare the devastation from that storm to the storms we know, Superstorm Sandy and Hurricane Katrina.
In this storm, and you got to consider, say, New Orleans, for example, at or below sea level. Sandy, a lot of the topography was either at or above sea level, but not by a lot. Galveston is basically a sandbar that juts out into the Gulf. And so this is a very vulnerable city. It was at the time, a vulnerable city. But the prevailing attitude was, scientific attitude was, that if storms get to a certain magnitude, they're not going to strike. They're going to curve. They have their own momentum in a sense. So that they didn't believe that they would ever get hit by a major hurricane. This was a category four or five storm. And, you know, 200 mile per hour winds, 15 to 30 foot seas. So even if it was a normal city, say with a sea level rise of 15 or 20 feet, it still would have taken in some massive damage. But this was a town that was at sea level and had no natural defenses against this kind of storm.
And as you mentioned, it's the storm of the century because it's the deadliest. It had the most loss of life. It's sort of an estimate. We can't know for sure.
Yeah, we're talking at least 10,000 people. Galveston at the time, at 1900, had a population of about 38,000. So they lost, you know, almost a third of their population. And so and what's interesting is that given the time and the technology that was available to forecasters, they actually did a very good job of, you know, everyday forecasting. The interesting thing about this storm, they had no idea it was coming because of a confluence that came together. There was a prevailing attitude about what kind of storm could hit Galveston.
Because when you hear about a hurricane in 1900, you think, well, A, they might not have known, but somebody did know.
Yes.
Or B, they just couldn't spread the word fast enough because there was no modern media like
sure,
we have now.
Exactly.
But there were really other powers at work, some politics, some hubris.
Right. The general consensus was it couldn't be something of this magnitude that would ever hit. And of course, on September 8th, 1900, it did.
That was Al Roker speaking about his book, Storm of the Century, with WRVO's Catherine Loper.